It is your KORN News Radio Sports for Tuesday, December 30th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Mitchell girls basketball would fall to 1-3 on the season as they lose 60-52 yesterday to Lyman as part of the Hoop City Classic at the Corn Palace. Lyman would lead the game the entire way as they had sophomore Jordan Scott at a game-high 27 points, including 5 three-pointers. Eddie Seamson led Mitchell with 25, but the Colonel shot just 5 of 26 yesterday from 3. Lyman, they now improved to 3-0 on the season. Colonels dropped to 1-3. The Mitchell girls are back in action tomorrow when they take on Sisseton of Class A during the third and final day of the Hoop City Classic. That game is tomorrow at noon. Other games yesterday at the Corn Palace saw number 8 Freeman defeat number 10 Lyman 75-57. David Walter with 17 points for Freeman, and Tate Sorensen had 8 points. That now puts him over 1,000 points for his career. Parkston would defeat Dupree in a low-scoring game, 38-30. Parkston's Bryson Bruning had 24 points and 11 rebounds. Mount Vernon-Plankington boys defeat Lower Brule, 67-41. Tyce Feisner had 29 points on 10 of 15 shooting for Mount Vernon-Plankington. McCook Central Montrose picked up a 58-49 win over White River, double-double for Zane McCormick of McCook Central Montrose, with 23 points and 10 rebounds. Number 3 Viborg Hurley defeated Pine Ridge 58-49. Brady Schrodermeyer had 16 points and 8 rebounds, while Marvin Richard III of Pine Ridge had a game-high 21. Then a battle between two out-of-state teams. It was Zephyrillius of Florida defeating Jonesboro, Georgia by 10 points, 73-63. Tony Bryant had 28 points and 15 rebounds for Zephyrillius. He was 11 of 12 from the field. He is a top 25 recruit nationally headed to Missouri. Meanwhile, for Jonesboro, they were led by Calvin Goss, who had 28 points. Then also yesterday, it was Timberlake defeating Ethan 60-47. We do have coverage tonight of the second day of the Hoop City Classic. Starts at 7 o'clock. With the Mitchell boys as they take on Jonesboro, Georgia. Our pregame show starts at around 6:45. Coming up today at the Corn Palace, it's Gregory versus White River at 9:30. The Bridgewater Emory boys take on Timberlake at 12:30. Number 1, Sioux Falls Christian of Class A takes on number 2, Huron of AA at 3:30. And Dakota Wesleyan women's basketball, they also play today at the Corn Palace, taking on Northwestern at 5 o'clock. Dakota Wesleyan men's basketball finished their non-conference schedule last night with a 97-58 victory at Bismarck State. The Tigers set a season high for points with 97. They hit 12 three-pointers and had 50 points in the first half. Anthony Riggins led the way with a career-high 21, while Tyson Stevenson added 19. The Tiger men improved to 7-8 on the season as they return to conference play on Saturday. They take on Midland on the road at 3:45. South Dakota State men's basketball also ended their non-conference schedule last night, losing at number 1 Arizona 99-71. Kalen Geary led the Jackrabbits with 20 points, while Jaden Jackson added 18. Now, the Jackrabbits dropped to 7-8 on the season, and they will start Summit League play on Thursday at home. They take on Omaha at 4:15 p.m. We have more sports online all the time at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.